Saint Germain's prayer protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourself in a comfortable seated position in your beautiful sacred space, filled with love. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your side. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you insulated and protected from this moment on. Visualize, beloved Master Saint Germain, inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all about you, all around you. And breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame inside your pillar of light for added protection. Now we call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of light of truth. Now bring it to your heart chakra. Now set your intention. Raise it up and swing it around your head and bend it down around your entire body and under your feet 2 times. Feel how you cleared yourself from cutting yourself free. This includes all discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you, and we lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes these energies you have released, and feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. Bottomless, it continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high, and connects you to the central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invisible, and invulnerable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. I thank thee, it is done, it is complete, and so it is, and so be it.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus now on your breathing. Take several deep breaths. Focus on your breaths. As you take several deep breaths now, just focus on relaxing and letting go. Letting go of the extremities of your body. Just focus in on your breath as you take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. As you take another deep breath in, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put all of your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and the perfect alignment along your spinal cord of your chakra centers. All 9 chakras that have become reactivated within all of you, starting from just below your feet, your Earth Star Chakra. Focus on that Earth Star Chakra. And see that as an earth brown color, deep, dark earth brown color with perhaps red specks or gold specks in it, however it is that you see it. Then moving up to the base of your spine, bright, bright ruby red color of the next chakra. And the next one moving up, orange, brilliant, bright orange. Then the next in the solar plexus area, yellow, bright yellow sun. In the heart center area, deep blue-green, just above heart center, a high heart center, which has also become reactivated, magenta. The fifth chakra, or rather the chakra at the throat area, sky blue. And the third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo as the night sky. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure, brilliant white. Now, if you take all of the chakras, raise the intensity of all of the colors in those chakras, thereby raising the vibration within each of those chakra centers. And all of those vibrating chakras at their highest intensity, bringing them all together as one in your soul star chakra, brilliant white. So you now, in your conscious knowing self, see yourself in your soul star chakra, your light body. So your light body now being somewhat separate from your physical form, still connected, but separate from the physical form. And at the same time now, visualize the violet light or the violet flame growing and expanding within you. From wherever its origin is within you, see it expanding and growing until it expands completely around your physical form. And know that as the violet flame burns, as you focus on that violet flame, you are purging out all of the old programming that cannot continue to exist within the violet flame. The violet flame purges out all the old paradigm of the third dimension and all the programming that goes along with that third dimension, being replaced as a fire replaces the old and new is born from that old. So know that as you purge out the old paradigm of the third dimension and all the old programming, all the old memories that are no longer needed, and no longer can hold you back, replaced now with the new programming, your new programming, from the fourth and even fifth dimension, truly becoming born again. And now that violet flame that has expanded around your physical form is also now around your light body. And as you start to rise up in your light body, that brilliant white light of your light body, and you rise up, the violet flame is also around you in your light body, and rising up higher and higher and higher, leaving your physical form behind. But your physical form now, notice it is still surrounded by the violet flame. So the violet flame, just as your conscious knowing self, is in two places now. One, surrounding your physical body, and the other surrounding your light body, rising up higher and higher till you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you turn around now and you see your physical body down there in the violet flame. And the violet flame now, see that expanding and growing further and further out, way past your physical form, encompassing, engulfing whatever building you're in, or if you're outside, the environment that you are in outside, growing and expanding, and continue to see it expand across your village, your town, your city, your state, your country, across the ocean, engulfing every country, the continents across the entire planet. And from your vantage point and our vantage point now from above, we can see this violet flame now expanding and growing until it engulfs the entire planet. But doesn't stop there. For what happens here on the Earth, what happens here in Gaia also is happening in the higher realm, in the solar system, in the galaxy even. Whatever happens on the Earth triggers also happening beyond the Earth, which is why so many are here to witness this amazing evolution and revolution that is happening here on the planet. So see the violet flame now expanding, growing, encompassing or engulfing the entire solar system and the galaxy even. And at the same time, be aware of the central source of the universe, the central sun of the universe, and the energies, the waves of energy that have been coming down from that central sun of the universe, through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, the billions of galaxies, and this energy wave coming down, down through all of the suns, and each of the suns then sending it to the next sun and the next one and the next one until it reaches the central sun of this galaxy and to the sun of the solar system. And the sun of the solar system now emitting a brilliant flash of light that shoots down from that sun to the earth, striking the earth in one final wave. So you have been feeling, seeing, witnessing many waves of energy, waves of consciousness, higher vibration that have been coming to the earth for some time now. But see this final flash now, a great flash, striking the earth and spreading out across the entire planet as a tsunami of love, of higher consciousness, engulfing. Just as the violet flame engulfed everything, see now this tsunami of love, of higher vibration, of light, engulfing the entire planet. And the resultant changes that occur from this as life comes together as one. All of life comes together, bringing unity consciousness of all of life. Not just human, but animal, plant, and mineral. All coming together as one. All feeling the one consciousness. Feeling the I am presence within everything. You are that I am presence. Just as everything else is also. You are God. Just as everything else is God, we are all God expressing, expanding as the universe expands with every single thought that anyone has ever had and continues to have now. The universe expands and grows and becomes more than it was a moment before and more again a moment after. And that is how you continue to expand. With every single thought that you have, you expand, you grow, you change. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical form, bring that light energy, that flash of light that moved through you, through your conscious knowing self, through your light body, bring it back now into your physical form, coming back down through the top of your head. Just as you went out through the top of your head into the soul star chakra, you come back now through the soul star chakra and down through the top of your head. And feel the energy, the light moving down through your entire body, all the way down to your feet and below your feet to your earth star chakra and all the way down to the center of Gaia and then back up again, all the way up. Through your body and shooting up again through the top of your head, light, column of light, pillar of light, shooting up all the way to the central sun of the universe, connecting all as one, connecting you with Gaia and you with the central sun of the universe and all of the suns between. And that energy that is moving through you, opening every single meridian within your body, within your physical form, everything opening, allowing energy to flow as if you flipped a switch or you opened a lever and the energy could just flow through your bloodstream, through all of the energy points in your body, flowing up and down, freely, no blockages. Literally going with the flow of energy. And now allow yourself to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical body, as well as your etheric, your astral, your causal, your mental bodies, all coming together as one. And I am Saint Germain, and I come to be with you at this time, in these special times of great change that is upon you now, change that has been foretold for many eons of time within your many works, your Bible, your Torah, all of the different works that have expressed these changes that are to come and preparing you for these changes. Just as we, those that mentor to you, have been preparing you for these great changes. And you are on the cusp of those changes now. In these next days ahead, you can expect much to be revealed coming forward, much, as you literally go through a resurrection to move from the democracy that you have now, that those that have been in control have attempted to hold on to, thinking, making you think, making all think that this was what was needed. But a democracy is corruptible, just as it has been corrupted. But you are moving and resurrecting now to a new republic, the republic that was meant for this country, and not only this country, but the entire planet, the world itself, all of the countries of the world coming together as one, people speaking for themselves as one, no longer being controlled by another. For how can you control the God source within you? It is not possible if you are aware that you are that God source. So as a republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That is the creed that was stated by your forefathers, those that came before you, that prepared this nation to lead a world, this nation to light an entire world. That is what it was meant for. But of course, those of the forces of darkness stepped in and put their mark on things to change it, to make it the way they wanted it to be. But no longer can that hold sway, for everything is about to change. And many will call this a miraculous change. Many will not see this coming, as you, those of you that are the awakened ones, the chosen ones, have known for some time that this is coming. These great changes are upon you. It is up to each and every one of you now to be those warriors of light. Many of you will have to step out of your comfort zones. It is destined that you do so when the time is right, when you feel the calling, and not before. If you feel that calling now, yes, respond. If you have already felt it, you have already responded. And for those of you that have not yet felt the calling, it is coming. It is guaranteed that you will hear the calling. You will hear the messages coming to you to now reach out and help a brother, a sister, in whatever way that you feel called to do so. Some of you were there at that time of the signing of the Declaration and the establishment of the Constitution of this nation. Some of you were there with me, either in body or in spirit, and we're a part of this great changeover that is coming now. The changeover that was prepared 200 plus years ago and is now being readied once again to find the true and the complete fruition of this. and the spreading of the light. One nation spreading light to the world and beyond. A republic by and for and of the people. Your President Trump attempted to show that, to share that with all of you, that it was a return to the people, from the government to the people. And this is what is in process of happening now. And you are all in a position now where you can observe what you started long ago, many, many lifetimes ago, many thousands of years ago. You started this. You came here to begin this process, to awaken a world, and awaken it you have. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that the violet flame continues to purge out all of the old programming that is no longer needed or necessary within you. Those times have passed. It is time now for the new you to be born from the old. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue this program, this process that was started, as Saint Germain has said, long, long ago. And we have been with you throughout this entire time. Not so much as we are now with you, where you can literally hear our voices speaking to you, but we have been there as a whisper, as a guidance, all along the way. And we're so looking forward to the times ahead where we can be more than just a whisper, more than just a voice as this, but literally be there in your presence and be able to share with you and break bread with you and yes, in honor of Saint Germain, even drink some wine with you. Yes, that is all coming, and we're so looking forward to it. We are ready for your questions. If you have them, you can unmute your phones and ask your question.
I have a question. This is Cynthia.
Yes.
This morning I was dreaming and I heard the phone ring, and I guess the phone rang in my dream, and it immediately snapped me out of kind of the dream state, and I wasn't fully awake. But I was sure that my cell phone was going to ring, like it was a sign that my cell phone was going to ring, which is next to my bed. But that never happened. But I was wondering, could that be any kind of sign that somebody is trying to communicate with me or get a hold of me?
My goodness, dear sister, the calling, it is a calling to you, is it not?
Yes.
The phone ringing, a calling. The doorbell ringing, a calling, you see? And okay. It is up to you to answer that call,
okay.
Whether in your dream state or whether in your waking state. But likely, it is going to be happening more and more in your awakening state here as we move along here. It is a calling. They are calling to you. Your various guides, your higher God self, are all dialing the phone. We're not so much dialing anymore. We're just pushing buttons now. But yes, they're calling you. And more of you are going to be receiving these calls, just as you are ready to receive them. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We are receiving something on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
There are two things here. The first thing is that you are wishing to reach out to someone, but you are hesitating, and we feel that you know this, that you are hesitating to reach out, but waiting for them to reach you. So we would suggest that you reach out. That is one. The second thing is that the idea that as one who serves has given the calling, there is someone that wishes for your advice, that wishes for your input, and you have hesitated. So now you must move forward with that. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
Hi, one who serves, it's Melinda.
Yes.
This past week, Archangel Michael put out a message that it was time for some new energy point activations for key holders. And he mentioned specifically Mount Shasta, area in the Nevada desert, and Lake Tahoe. And so I started out on a trip to go to the desert in Tahoe, because they're about 4 hours away, but I hit a road that was solid ice and I had to turn around. So I can make a trip by flying and renting a car and renting hotels to do this mission. But first I would want to know if there is anybody that's already answered the call and it's taken care of, or if I have the requisite codes to even do that. So I'm just wondering if you could give me some advice.
First of all, there are two messages here. One is for those who wish to partake in this in a physical, third dimensional level here. And there are also those that are being called to do this on a more figurative level where they can do it from wherever they are.
Right.
You do not necessarily need to be in the physical proximity that has been spoken of here. You can be wherever you want to be and still be there, but be there in your light body, you see? You have the ability now, you have been shown, you have been given the training here to begin this process of being more and more in your light body. And your light body can be anywhere you wish it to be, you see? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We will share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please do.
We commend you. We commend your resolve to answer the call, to pursue your mission. We commend you. And if the calling is strong enough, if the pull is strong enough, you will do whatever is needed to participate in wherever you wish to go, if the call is strong enough. Yet, we will agree with one who serves that you can participate without being in physical proximity. However, we find that the being that you are is more useful when you are present in a physical capacity. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes. Yes, we do that with someone. Yes.
Thank you. If there's no other, when I first started reading your messages, it was through a website, and especially when the question and answer part came up, I realized there was an awareness that I was kind of seeing a cave with a bunch of people in it, and that was the feeling. It was just sort of this cave, and I just thought I would put that out there if there's any accuracy to that. It was very comfortable, warm feeling. And then when I found out you were Tibetan Buddhist, that made a lot of sense because I've studied that in this life.
We do not quite understand what your question is, though.
So is there something, too, where we all, a lot of the people here, most of us, or all of us, in a cave studying with you as a master at some point?
Ah, you are talking about multidimensional in this sense, where you are here now on your call here, speaking with us, and also in a cave or a monastery somewhere else as another portion of you. Is this what you are asking?
That's right. And you could put it as another lifetime as well, I gather.
It can be both, yes. You have certainly, most if not all of you on this call that we have been working with, have had lifetimes where you have pursued these types of experiences in caves and monasteries. Yes, you have done this before, and it was not for you to do it this time, though. There is another portion of you that is either here on this planet or in other planets, other systems, even now at this time. Your multidimensional self that have been spoken of many times here. And you are receiving training and all of that here, just as your multidimensional selves may be receiving training other places, or maybe even giving the training other places, as to being the teacher and the taught here. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, your vision is correct. You have all been together. You are all a soul family. You are all one. So your vision is accurate. And we will tell you that you must trust your inner vision. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we leave?
Thank you.
Nothing further? Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to impart here as message?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just say, keep your nose to, what is your saying? Nose to the grindstone here? Is that, we're not sure if that is the saying here, but it is close. Or your seatbelt fastened, or your hat on, or whatever it is, because things are going to get quite interesting coming forward here. That is all. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.